You know, everybody knows the holy temple was destroyed because we didn't love each other. You know, when you hate somebody, you think you have a reason. But, you know, the Torah says, "Sisno es achicha bilvavecha." When you hate somebody, you're angry, you have to tell them. Because most of the time, it's just a misunderstanding. You never know. So here's my story. Somewhere in Europe, without mentioning names, there's a Beis Medrash. I'm walking in, and they're just beginning Shulchan Ad. Oy vey, the Chazan has no voice. But not only no voice, no voice, you know, Mamash. He has a no voice. And he can't read Hebrew. He doesn't know the words, no nigun. It was clear to me, most probably he's a rich man. Maybe his yacht said after his mother-in-law, and we have to suffer. He gives $100 for the shul, and they let him daven. I thought, this is disgusting. Mamash, disgusting. anybody for money can daven for the umet, you know, it's the end of the world. So I decided I'm not davening with this minion. I'm going in a corner for myself and daven. Okay, but what can you do when it comes to Kedusha? You have to say Kedusha with the minion, right? And Mama, she turned my kishkas over. He said, Mimkoimcho, Sophia, Mosai, and then he said, Tzidkecha. I couldn't believe that the people tolerate this. Now you have to open your hearts again. You know, when it comes to taking out the Torah, if you want to or not, you go up there to kiss the Holy Torah. So I'm walking up to the bima, and suddenly I see that here is the chazan, and two people are holding him. I ask the person next to me, why are two people holding him? And they said to me, don't you know who this is? This is the blind chazan from Lemberg. Before the war, he had the most beautiful tenor. And all of Poland was coming to Lemberg just to hear him daven. But Lemberg, he was 5 years in Auschwitz. When I looked at his face, I could see Lemberg. He had no more eyes, just scars over his eyes from the whipping. And Lemberg, he lost his voice. Nebuch. And he didn't want to daven. He says, I don't know the words and I can't sing anymore. But the Yidden says, we remember you from Lemberg. Please, just one more time. Please. Who can bring all our prayers, all our pain before God, if not you? I mean, can you imagine how he was davening? If I live 1,000 years, I will never daven in Yom Kippur like he davened on that Shabbos morning. Thought to myself, where are my ears? This Yid was davening. Who knows where his prayers reached? And I didn't even have the guts to daven with him. But you know, my beautiful friends, whenever you're at the end, then God has compassion upon you. And something happens, and someone gives you back your neshama. As he was coming down with the Torah, two people were holding him. As he passed me by, instead of kissing the Torah, I kissed his hand. And he said to the people who were holding him, who kissed my hand? So they told him, Shlomi Karbach. And suddenly he turned Nebuch, his blind eyes to me. And he said, hey, Shlomele, I like you, Negunim. Gave me back my soul. I stayed there for next a week, and every day I took him out on the boardwalk for long walks. What a yid. A few months later, I called up, his wife was on the phone, and I said to her, so, how is the Heilige Chazan? I called up and his wife was on the phone, and I asked her, how is your holy husband? How's the Heilige Chazan? And this is what she said. Don't you know, your husband has a new position. He became again the Chazan in Gan Eden. He's again the chazan in Gan Eden, who saw the tzaddikim, who so the holy people. I